Because Mummy Said So, by Shari Lowe, and read by Helen McAlpine for Saga Egmont. How it began. Back in 2004, when my sons, Callan and Brad, were 1 and 3, I began writing a weekly column documenting the ups, downs, and hazardous laundry baskets of family life. Now those little chicks are teenagers who are fleeing the nest, leaving behind a mother with soggy feathers. No, I wasn't weeping tears of woe. There was something in my eye. And a collection of tales about getting it right, getting it wrong, mortifying mistakes, disastrous summer holidays, childhood milestones, Christmas catastrophes, things that made me laugh, and, in the case of nativity plays and 8 bouts of chicken pox, the things that made me cry. These are my favourite stories, spanning pregnancy, babyhood, toddlerdom, school years, when I changed their names to Lo the Elder and Lo the Younger to protect their privacy, and now the bit when they leave home and I adopt a veneer of stoic encouragement while wondering what to do with the empty room, the extra free time and the cash saved on the weekly food bill. Whether you're pregnant for the first time, or already have a brood of adult children, I hope you'll find something here that will make you smile and nod in recognition. And boys, if you're reading this, don't hold any of the mishaps against me. We made it to adulthood and you're still talking to me. You turned out great. I'd do it all again. And you'll be fine as long as you remember the lessons I taught you. Your mother is allowed to be embarrassing. Everyone has cute childhood memories that make them blush, although most of yours do involve pants. And obviously, your mama is always right. Because I said so. 2004. Toddler spots and burnt pots. Just call me Flo. If I were on the night shift in the medical tent during the Crimean War, history would read very differently. Instead of Florence Nightingale, the Lady of the Lamp, it would be Shari Lowe, Lady of the Dodgy Diagnostic Skills, who trotted up and down the ranks bellowing, "Look, if you don't stop that moaning, you're getting nothing for your tea." There's as much chance of me winning a Carer of the Year award as there is of Victoria Beckham popping into Primark for her spring-summer wardrobe. On Monday, I noticed a large spot on Callan's head. Now, at 3, he's 10 years too young for puberty, so I was a wee bit concerned. I showed it to assorted family members. Opinion was split between, "Oh, it's just a pluck," and long inhalations through pursed lips, accompanied by, "It looks like chicken pox." Absolutely not. Callan has already had chicken pox twice, so I knew it couldn't be that. However, by next morning he looked like one of those cartoons where a small child doesn't want to go to school, so he draws hundreds of spots all over his face and body with red felt tip. The horror of it was that I knew Cal didn't have a red felt tip, confiscated after Bob the Builder, Scoop and Dizzy were drawn in our freshly painted bedroom wall. I screamed for the husband. "What do you think?" I gasped, in an anguished screech that suitably reflected my usual tendency towards the overdramatic. I was already imagining wild, exotic infections, ignoring the fact that the furthest afield we've been in the last year is Penrith, that would require at least 6 months of quarantine for the whole family. "Chicken pox?" he replied with a shrug. "Absolutely not. He's already had it twice," I said fretfully. I whisked Callan up, at arm's length, to the doctor's surgery, where the spotty wee soul was thoroughly examined. "Chicken pox," was the diagnosis. "But it can't be. He's already had it twice," I protested yet again, before running him through every other possibility I could think of. There was I, every shred of medical knowledge I possessed gained from watching...